Spillemyndigheden bars record number of illegal gaming sites. The Danish gambling authority, Spillemyndigheden, has added 83 illegal gambling websites to its list of blocked platforms in Denmark. The regulator was approved by the court in Næstved to block the websites after ruling that they had violated the law by providing gambling opportunities without the required license. 8 of the 83 banned sites were skin betting platforms, where users can deposit money in the hope of winning in-game cosmetics for video games, similar in concept to loot boxes. This development marks the 10th time the authority has asked the courts for blocking approval since it started regulating and overseeing the gambling industry in Denmark. It also sets a new record as the highest number of websites blocked in a year, despite only being February. The previous record was in 2022 when 82 sites were banned by the regulator. So far, Spillemyndigheden has blocked a total of 359 websites since Denmark launched its online gambling market in 2012. Quote, "We have intensified our work to shut down the illegal sites, so that we now get them blocked twice a year instead of once as previously. In this way, we can get hold of even more sites and minimize the period when Danish players are exposed to games that are offered illegally in Denmark." Anders Dorf, Spillemyndigheden director. Spillemyndigheden campaign for under 18s. In a recent initiative, the Spillemyndigheden rolled out the One Armed Bandit campaign, targeting minors and individuals under 18 grappling with problem gambling. The campaign employed succinct video content starring David Minerva, a prominent online personality and comedian, assuming the persona of the one-armed bandit character. Minerva adeptly elucidated on his deceptive techniques to lure young people into gambling activities. These informative yet engaging videos were strategically disseminated across various social media platforms, notably YouTube and Instagram, amplifying their reach and impact in raising awareness about the perils of underage gambling.